Hello and welcome to Mailbox, the program for your views and comments on Radio Prague's broadcasts. Christopher Lewis, who listens to Radio Prague in England, has recently been experiencing problems with our website.
Dear Radio Prague, a few days ago I tried to access the www.radio.cz website and it would not work. I phoned to inquire about this and found out that the servers were being changed. I tried accessing the site a couple minutes ago and it was up and running, all except the audio service. I tried to listen to Mailbox, but I got a message saying gateway timed out. The same happened with Magazine. I would appreciate any help with this.
Indeed, our website was not working for several hours last Thursday as the whole Radio Prague internet service, complete with the server, was being moved to a different building due to the upcoming renovation of the historic Czech radio building on Vinohradská Street. Temporary problems may still occur in the coming days in connection with the relocation. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience. Our regular listener from India, Umesh Kumar Yadav, sent us this email.
I used to listen to your program via WRN. I tuned in to you on 9th of August 2007 and 1600 hours UTC. I really like the topic of today's talking point. In India, we are also facing heat as a result of global warming. It is a fact that the whole world is going to face drastic weather changes in the coming future. I had to come to know about floods in Prague through your programs. Experts say that Czechs should be ready to face such problems in the near future. I think that the time has come for the whole world to take steps to protect the ozone layer. Otherwise, mankind may face danger from nature.
Good old shortwave is one of a number of ways of tuning into Radio Prague programs. Michel Solis, who normally listens to the early morning FM rebroadcasts in Canada, wanted to let us know that he's still listening, but using a different medium.
Hi from Canada. As it is summer, work days are shorter and rush hour traffic is not as tight. I do not wake up at 5 a.m., so I don't listen to you on the CBC. However, I've just remembered, silly me, that I can download your program and listen at the time of my choice on my MP3 player. I guess that when you're older than 40, MP3 players don't come to mind as automatically. Thanks for your good work.
And thanks for letting us know that you are out there listening to our broadcasts. Trevor Aysen from New Zealand, who's currently based in the Czech Republic, is responding to a report on the planned withdrawal of the smallest Czech coin.
I hear with interest that the 50 heller coin is to be withdrawn, which I think is a good move. Quite frankly, I find the coin not much use at all. I can't buy tram or bus tickets with it. Actually, at the Gymnasium I teach at, the only use we have for the 50 heller coin is for game counters. I'm from New Zealand, and our smallest two coins, the 1 and 2 cent coins, were withdrawn in the 1990s, while last year the 5 cent coin was withdrawn. They're not missed by New Zealanders. They, like the 50 heller coin, had become a nuisance in that you couldn't buy much with them and were heavy. But one good thing about the hellers, at least they are light, and some bank employees in New Zealand were amazed at how light the heller coin was when I showed them.
And let me just add that the 50 heller coin is still bigger and heavier than the 20 and 10 heller coins that were withdrawn 4 years ago, not mentioning the 5 heller coin, which was even tinier. Thank you for your comments, as well as your reception reports and answers to our competition question. This month's quiz question is short and simple. We would like you to tell us who the first official world chess champion was. As simple as that. As usual, we await your answers at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague by the end of August. Until next week, bye-bye.